English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Mathieu a été l'heureux gagnant du gros lot à la loterie nationale de son pays. Il va raconter sa vie d'alors au journaliste Benjamin. Il évoquera aussi sa vie actuelle et exprimera des regrets. Écoutons l'ancien millionnaire et le journaliste. Vous répondrez vrai ou faux aux deux énoncés que vous allez entendre. 1. L'émotion avait rendu Mathieu fou. 2. Son logeur le priait de rester. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Mathieu se rappelle-t-il quand il a gagné à la loterie? 2. Comment Mathieu s'est-il senti après son gain? 3. Qu'est-ce qu'il a acheté avec l'argent gagné? Vous apprendrez enfin comment exprimer des actions au passé en écoutant des phrases au passé ou past simple en anglais. Écoutons l'ancien millionnaire et le journaliste.
When was it? I mean, when did you win the lottery?
It happened on Friday, the 13th, in 2003, I think. Perhaps it was in 2002 or in 2004, maybe.
How did you feel?
I felt crazy for days and days.
Crazy? Why would you feel crazy? Was it very emotional?
Yep, lots of emotion, lots of happiness, lots of everything.
Can you tell me why?
Because it was so sudden and so good.
So what was the first thing you did with the money?
I bought my own house, a big house. When I moved out, the landlord was begging me not to go.
What else did you buy?
Furniture, nice furniture.
What else?
I replaced my old car. I went and bought a big German car.
Merci. Did you buy a Mercedes?
No, it was a BMW, young man.
Where did you keep the money?
In my pocket, in my bag, at the bank. For once in my life, the bank manager was running after me instead of me running after him.
That sounds great. So what is the situation today?
Different, young man. But that is an old story.
Why?
At first, my life was great. Now, I have nothing but trouble. Trouble with the landlord, trouble with the bank, trouble with my friends.
Even with your friends?
Well, you know what they say. No money, no friends. Trust me, I know.
Nous avons entendu dans cet entretien Mathieu parler de sa vie passée et de ce qu'il vit à présent. L'énoncé 1 est faux. L'émotion a rendu Mathieu fou. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Son logeur l'a prié de rester. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Mathieu se rappelle-t-il quand il a gagné à la loterie? Non. 2. Combien de voitures a-t-il acheté? 1. 3. Qu'est-ce qu'il a acheté avec l'argent gagné? Une maison, des meubles et une voiture. Et si vous auriez gagné à la loterie, qu'est-ce que vous achèteriez avec l'argent gagné? Répétez ces phrases dites par Mathieu.
It happened on Friday, the 13th. I replaced my old car.
Répétez aussi. He called the bank manager. We listened to Matthew's story. Ces phrases expriment des actions passées au simple past avec des verbes réguliers. Benjamin aussi a posé ses questions en utilisant également le simple past. Répétez ses questions.
When did you win the lottery? How did you feel? What else did you buy?
Répétez aussi. Where did the students go? Why did the music stop? Comme Benjamin, nous avons utilisé dans ces questions did suivi du sujet et suivi de l'infinitif sans to. Nous connaissons maintenant l'histoire de Mathieu. Vous avez entendu vrai ou faux à des énoncés. Vous avez répondu à des questions. Vous avez appris à utiliser le simple past pour exprimer des actions passées et vous poser des questions. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, nous allons commencer par les introductions et les présentations. Nos interlocuteurs se trouvent dans un avion. Vous allez les entendre se présenter. My name is Michael. Je m'appelle Michael. Et notez qu'après avoir donné son nom, l'autre personne répond « Nice to meet you ». Heureux de faire votre connaissance. Répétez. Repeat. Nice. Littéralement, c'est bon. To meet. Le verbe rencontrer. You. Le pronom en objet direct. Vous ou te. Nice to meet you. Il est bon de vous rencontrer. Heureux ou heureuse de faire votre connaissance. Vous allez entendre la réponse à cette phrase. C'est la même, sauf pour le dernier mot. Nice to meet you too. To signifie aussi, à ne pas confondre avec to, qui compose tout verbe à l'infinitif. Par exemple, to meet, rencontrer. To walk, marcher. To est un adverbe. Il suffit donc que l'autre personne rajoute to à la fin d'une même phrase pour exprimer un sentiment réciproque. Listen, écoutez.
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Aux États-Unis, même dans un contexte commercial ou d'affaires, les gens se présentent par « hello » ou bien « hi ».« Hi » est typiquement américain. Répétez « hi ». Habituons-nous ensemble à cette façon de se présenter. « Hi, my name is Michelle » ou bien « hello, my name is Michelle ». Répétez après moi. « Hi, my name is Mohammed ». Hello, my name is Sophie. Hi, my name is Idrissa. Hello, my name is Moussa. Hi, my name is Chantal. Hello, my name is Frédéric. Écoutons de nouveau la rencontre de Walter et de Michael.
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Dans cette rencontre d'affaires qui suit, Max vient de s'installer à Washington. Il vient de San Francisco. Max just moved here from San Francisco.
Max just moved here from San Francisco.
Just moved. Il vient juste d'arriver. Kathy présente Max à Larry.
This is Max Wilson.
Et Larry présente Max à Elizabeth. Vous allez entendre Max. This is Elizabeth.
This is Elizabeth Moore.
Max, voici Elizabeth. C'est une façon très courante de présenter une personne à quelqu'un d'autre. Quand il y a plusieurs personnes présentes, vous allez entendre aussi Larry, have you met Max?
Larry, have you met Max?
Larry, connaissez-vous Max? Avez-vous rencontré Max? Have you met? Vous allez entendre la réponse positive. Yes, I have.
Yes, I have.
Et vous allez entendre aussi la réponse négative. No, I haven't.
Elizabeth, Have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
C'est la contraction de No, I have not. Répétez, repeat. Have you met? Yes, I have. No, I haven't. Listen, écoutez.
Larry, have you met Max?
Yes, I have. Welcome to Washington.
Thanks, Larry.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
This is Max Wilson. Max just moved here from San Francisco. Max, this is Elizabeth Moore.
Nice to meet you, Elizabeth.
It's nice to meet you too, Max.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner participe à une réunion publique, a public meeting, au cours de laquelle on discute un sujet controversé. The topic is controversial. La construction d'une route qui passera par un parc. The building of a road which would go through a park. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à participer à une discussion et à exprimer votre opinion. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Aujourd'hui, vous apprendrez à interrompre un interlocuteur lors d'une discussion animée. Excuse me, excusez-moi. Gentlemen, ladies, messieurs, mesdames. Why? Pourquoi? May I continue? Puis-je continuer? You can't do that. Vous ne pouvez pas faire cela. Don't be absurd. Ne soyez pas absurde. Don't be stupid. Ne soyez pas stupide. Keep calm. Restez calme. Martin participe à une réunion. Martin is in a meeting. Au cours de laquelle deux participants ou plusieurs autres participants discutent. Chacun veut justifier sa propre position. I think it's a very bad idea. Je pense que c'est une très mauvaise idée. It will be easier to cross the park. Il sera plus facile à traverser. Écoutez le reste.
This is only going to work if everybody works together. I don't see how we're going to be able to get the city there.
I don't think we
can. Excuse me. What are they talking about? Hospital and mileage.
Could we have some order? Thank you. That's better. Now we can hear.
May I continue, please?
Yes, go on.
I think this is a terrible idea. I hate it.
That doesn't make it a bad idea.
Don't be stupid.
Please, please, let's discuss this calmly. I would like someone to state the problem clearly. Martin, could you explain? May we start with Martin, everyone?
Okay, go on.
Okay, Martin. Tell everyone what this is all about.
I'll try. This is the idea. The city wants to build a new road from north to south. It would go through Central Park. The idea
Why?
Is...
Why?
Please don't interrupt. You can ask questions after Martin explains.
I'll answer that question now. The new road would help people on the north side of the city to get to the hospital faster.
It would be 8 miles shorter.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. It would save lives.
That's right.
You don't know that. You don't know how many lives it would save. Maybe none. What difference does 8 miles make?
I've studied that.
You have studied it? He studied history when he was in college.
What does that mean?
You don't know anything about it.
Gentlemen, keep calm, please. Martin, please go on.
Let me repeat. The road would go through the park. It would help people get from the north to the south more quickly.
And the people from the south to the north.
Of course. I was thinking mostly about the hospital.
You can't take sides.
I'm not taking sides. Let me tell you the other side. The road would destroy quite a lot of the park.
It would destroy all of the park.
Yeah. The park would be ruined.
It would go through the middle.
But that's terrible. Can the city do that?
Of course we can. We have planned carefully. We have looked at all the arguments. We studied it when we began planning.
Don't be absurd.
Mr. Strother, please. Please be polite. You can disagree politely. I want Martin to finish. Then we can discuss it.
Lors de la réunion, le président essaie de maintenir l'ordre. En général, les gens montrent leur colère de plusieurs façons. Certains élèvent la voix, d'autres utilisent des mots pas toujours flatteurs. Écoutez ces gens qui sont assez fâchés.
Excuse me.
May I continue, please? I hate it. Don't be stupid.
Why? You can't do that.
Gentlemen, ladies.
Le président essaie de maintenir l'ordre pendant la réunion. Il dira plusieurs choses comme « Gentlemen, ladies, messieurs, mesdames » ou bien « Please don't interrupt ». Écoutez le reste.
Excuse me, could we have some order? Please, gentlemen, ladies, keep calm.
Pourriez-vous utiliser des expressions qui aideront les participants à garder leur sang-froid et laisseront aux autres le temps de parler et de s'exprimer? Essayons un tout petit peu ensemble. Par exemple, l'un d'entre eux dira « That's stupid. C'est ridicule ou c'est stupide. Et vous, vous pouvez dire, en tant que participant, vous direz, That's enough. C'est assez. That's enough. Ou bien, il y en a un autre qui dira, You can't do that. Vous ne pouvez pas faire ça. Et vous, vous pouvez dire à côté, Calm down. Calmez-vous. Un autre dira encore, Don't be absurd. Ne soyez pas absurde. Et vous allez dire, May I continue? Je veux continuer. Puis-je continuer? Let me finish. Laissez-moi terminer. Ou bien, vous pouvez encore dire, Please don't interrupt. N'interrompez pas, s'il vous plaît. Écoutez le reste. Essayez vous-même de donner des réponses.
That's stupid.
You can't do that.
I disagree. Je suis d'accord. Je ne suis pas d'accord. I like that idea. J'aime cette idée. I don't like that idea. Je n'aime pas cette idée. I think it's a terrible idea. Ou bien encore, d'autres expressions. That's ridiculous. C'est ridicule. That's absurd. C'est absurde. Don't be stupid. Ne soyez pas stupide, enfin. Don't be stupid. What does that mean? Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire, ça? What does that mean? That's my point. C'est exactement ce que je veux dire. Ou bien, you don't know that. Vous ne savez pas cela, donc de quoi parlez-vous? You don't know that. Just a moment, un instant s'il vous plaît. Just a moment, please. Ou bien, si vous voulez ajouter quelque chose à ce que disent les autres, just one or two things, just one or two things. Et voilà. Essayez de choisir un sujet intéressant et formulez un argument pour ou contre pour renforcer votre position. Et allez-y avec vos amis. In the meantime, en attendant, have a great practice. Until next time, goodbye. To Anglais Télé. My name is Michelle Joseph, and I have with me today my colleague
Roger Muntu
and our guest student from France,
is a pacanero.
That's right. I like the pacanero.
I like that.
Pacanero.
Thank you, Eva, for being with us. And we have a subject today that was proposed by our listener, who is also an English teacher in DRC, Jeff Pascal Ilunga.
Mm-hmm.
He asked if we could go over.
Ah, go over.
Which means revoir, mm-hmm. to go over.
So go over means revoir.
There you go. Yeah. To yeah. go yeah. over.
It means another verb, yeah.
Words that describe where we are in time. What do you think that means, Eva?
Can you repeat?
Words that describe where we are in time.
Tomorrow, mm-hmm. yesterday, yeah.
Okay.
Last year.
That's
excellent.
It.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And actually some adverbs also, which I had forgotten. Now.
Mm-hmm.
For example, now.
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 Later.
Later, morning, afternoon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we have today,
mm-hmm.
yesterday,
tomorrow, very good,
now,
yeah. one month,
yes.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly, yeah. Welcome to now,
welcome to now,
and to today, and if we go back in time, what would that be, Eva?
In an English course.
Okay, but you could say to yesterday, welcome to yesterday.
Oh.
Yes, let's go back a little in time, because we said now, mm-hmm. and we said today.
Yeah.
So go a bit in the past, and what would that be?
5 minutes ago.
There we go.
Yes. 5 minutes ago is past. Yeah.
And what is that ago?
That's good.
What is the ago?
Yeah.
What is that? What is ago?
Right.
What is this ago that you add when you're talking about the past?
It's the age of the time.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the past.
So actually, if we visualize it with the verb go, ago, it's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone. Bye bye.
So maybe that's where it came from.
Of course.
Ago.
Go.
Yeah, it's gone.
It yep.
Okay.
Yep. Ago.
So we could say a day ago.
Mm-hmm. A month ago.
Yes.
And
a year ago.
A year ago. Mm-hmm. A week ago.
A week ago.
An hour ago.
Right. To imply that's the past.
Right.
Much. Yep.
And so if it's in the future, what would we say?
Next summer, next week.
Next.
Good. Yeah, very
That's
good.
That's it. So I think we're ready to welcome some of our guests who are going to talk
yep.
with us. And we're going to all try to understand ago, next, right? Okay. Well, Jeff, this lesson was designed with you in mind.
Do we
because
have Jeff?
Yes, she says we have
oh,
Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Okay. Hi, madam.
Hi. Well, we got your email suggesting that we talk about time and days and last and next and so we're trying. We're trying to share this understanding together and with all of you. Pierrette, you can ask Jeff Pascal a question about this time, either about something during the month or during the week or during the day, something where you can show us the position in time. Go ahead, Pierrette.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Pascal, When did you do last week?
What did you do last week? This is your question, please.
Yes, when did you do last week?
Okay,
oh.
Pascal is a teacher. Pascal, you are free. You are free, Pascal, to help correct Pierrette. Go ahead.
Okay, what did I do last week? This is a question expressing the time, okay?
That's a very good question. What did I do? What did he do last week? Yes.
Yeah. So I think what we need to tell Pierrette, we don't say when did you do last week. You say what, not when. No, when did you do last week?
Okay.
Yeah. You say what did you do last week?
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now we also have Lionel Kofi from Abidjan. It's been a long time.
Thank you.
Okay, Lionel, we also have another student here in the studio, Eva, who is from France.
Hi, Lionel.
Hello, and Pascal in Chicago.
And Pascal, and we have Pierrette in Maine, and Ashidibe in Mali. So, wow, welcome all of you. This is amazing.
That's a cool class of students.
That's cool. And it's across the time zone here.
Yeah, there's a lot of students.
A lot of students. Maybe we can be creative with the time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So we are going to ask Lionel to ask Eva, who's here in the studio in Washington, something about...
Oh, I can ask him.
Oh, absolutely. Ask him a question.
Okay. Lionel, have you scheduled a program this weekend?
Can you speak the question, please?
Have you a program for this weekend? Have you scheduled a program this weekend? Or next weekend? Or next week? As you want.
I didn't understand the verb that Eva used. Have you what?
Have you scheduled?
Oh,
scheduled. Yes.
Programmed.
Yes.
Or
yes.
My program every weekend.
Yes.
Okay. Every weekend, I'm able to all things. I go to see somebody. I go to cinema. I go to see football every weekend.
Okay. So this is what he does every weekend. Now, we're going to ask Alcidibe to ask Lionel what he did in the past weekend. So I'm not going to give you the word. I'm going to let you remember what that expression is when you ask what he did in the week in the past. Go ahead, Alcidibe. Ask Lionel.
Okay, Lionel, how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. So, what did you do last week?
Last week?
Mm-hmm.
Last week, I think.
He has to talk in the past. The past tense. Sorry, Lionel. Just try.
I'm sorry, this project is so good for me. But I can say, last week,
Where have you been a week ago?
Right, or where have you
to
been?
To remember.
Yes, so let's help Lionel. I think Roger's our helper. Roger, come back.
Okay.
Come back. Help us. Help Lionel.
So I need to help Lionel on...
He is trying to describe in the past mm-hmm. what he does on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So
so he has to use mostly past tense verbs.
Okay. Maybe I can help him. Let me.
Oh, great. Absolutely. Thank you. All right.
Okay. Lionel?
Lionel, Alcidibe is up.
Hello? Hello? Oui? Okay, Lionel, what did you do during the night, on last Saturday?
What I can do this night?
No, he's asking you, what did you do? So
see, Lionel is thinking the future.
What did you do on last Saturday?
So, Lionel, this is the past, remember? To do, and now CDB is offering you help. He's saying, what did you do? So he's giving you the past tense. So you're going to answer, what did you do? Maybe we don't want to know.
Maybe he didn't do anything. I like your email answer. It's so easy. Yes?
I know, but he didn't do what Tom said. He didn't say, yes, I did.